And again, we would like to direct your attention to the Word of God, once again found in 2 Peter, the first chapter. And I will read in your hearing verses 5 through 8. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 8. And we find these words. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thus far, we have been privileged to be able to go thus far in this second epistle of Peter, observing how he was able to encourage and strengthen his original audience, as hopefully we, his general audience, are experiencing as well. Now, I had my brother read verses 5 through 11, not with the intention this morning to expound on it, because I believe we will be here for a while. Not saying you guys aren't desiring that, because I know you. But I'm not going to subject yourself to it, because I know me also. But it's one thing we have been noticing about our journey through this epistle. As we've seen thus far, one, what God has given to us. Second, what God has revealed to us. And thirdly, what God has purposed for us. For instance, when it comes to what God has given to us, this refers to that which he freely gives to all of his children. All of those who belong to him. He does not withhold from any. Things like faith. As we saw in verse 1, how the apostle described his readers as having received a like precious faith. They couldn't manufacture it.